Energy consultant Chris Yelland says the government's constant failure to keep the lights on would be a thing of the past if it took a step into the 21st century, as he puts it. It could do this, he says, if it invested in wind, solar and gas electricity generation. Yelland's convinced that the African National Congress or ANC government's not doing this because too many of its friends are making a lot of money from coal.
There are many new black-owned companies that have mortgaged their future by buying up old coal assets that the coal majors have been divesting themselves of because they know very clearly the future of coal and they've been getting out of coal. And the new owners are so heavily mortgaged and invested in this that their entire future depends on this coal-fired power continuing. As I say, there are many vested interests.
Yelland points out that using cleaner, more reliable energy would also shut down a multi-billion dollar industry that trucks coal to power stations.
These are very powerful vested interests that are determined to retain that transportation industry even when there are cheaper ways of doing things and transporting coal by conveyor from a coal mine to the power station.
Once again, say opposition parties, the ANC is proving that its political alliances are far more important than the public's well-being. The ruling party denies this and says it's committed to investing in diverse ways to generate electricity. But, says Yelland, in the absence of a government plan for this, citizens are going to have to start securing their own energy futures.
Everything from a small petrol generator, which is not ideal, to a battery storage system that gets charged when the mains is on, and you can discharge it and provide light and power to computers when the power is off, through to a solar PV system on the roof that is used for charging your battery storage system. Of course, it comes with capital cost.
But the vast majority of people in South Africa cannot afford those options. Breakdowns of equipment, such as transformers at electrical substations, also mean that water can't be pumped from reservoirs to residents. Municipal water boards acknowledge they haven't been maintaining infrastructure, which is causing further water supply failures across the country. But Eddie Singo of Rand Water Company in Johannesburg says these will end soon.
And we are hard at it in terms of replacing the infrastructure that we've identified to be old, such as pipes, such as transformers, even increasing our storage capacities using reservoirs. We can assure the public.
But Singo adds that lack of electricity is also partly to blame for the water woes.
The purification and pumping of water is energy intensive. So for us to be able to pump to anyone else, we need Eskom. So we need all of these electricity suppliers to be available so that we can be able to run our pumps.
The multiple infrastructure breakdowns and failures of essential services have many in South Africa asking, what's next? For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.